Pacifica Radio presents a piano recital by Jörg Demus, recorded for KPFA in Hertz Hall at the University of California in Berkeley. Mr. Demus will be heard in three Schubert works which he discovered: the Fantasy in C minor, Deutsch No. 993, the Kupelwieser Waltz, as yet uncatalogued, and a Minuet, Deutsch No. 995. Two works by Mozart will also be heard: the Fantasy in C minor, Kirchhoff 475, upon which the Schubert Fantasy was based, and the Little Gigue in G major, Kirchhoff 574. The program will conclude with two short compositions by Brahms: the Intermezzo in B flat minor, Opus 117, No. 2, and the Rhapsody in G minor, Opus 79, No. 2. Jörg Demus made his debut at the age of 14 at the Society of the Friends of Music in Vienna, from which he later received the Honor Award. In 1947, he won the Austrian Music Award, and in 1956 was awarded first prize at the International Busoni Competition. He has appeared as a soloist with many of the world's great symphony orchestras, and has made extended recital tours throughout Europe, South Africa, South America, and the United States. He is best known to American audiences for his recordings, both as soloist and accompanist, for Westminster and Deutsche Grammophon. Now, here is Mr. Demus to introduce his recital.
We'll play now A Fantasy in C minor by Franz Schubert, which has been completely unknown hitherto, which I discovered in a private collection of Schubert manuscripts in Malmö in Sweden. In fact, the famous Tausig collection. Mr. Otto Erich Deutsch, who wrote the book on Schubert's works, mentions it already in his catalog as number 993, and it's supposed to be a composition which Schubert did at the age of 14 or 15, immediately under the impression of hearing or playing Mozart's Big Fantasy in C minor 475. In fact, the key and the general build-up of the pieces are the same, and there's even a quotation of one of the themes of Mozart in this interesting Schubert work.
Thank you.
Now, in connection with the Schubert group, I would like to perform Mozart's Fantasy in C minor, Köchel 475, of which one of the themes we have just heard worked out in the Schubert Fantasy. I'm going now to play a little other completely unknown Schubert novelty, which is the so-called Kupelwieser Waltz. It is supposed to have been the waltz which Schubert improvised at the marriage of his friend, the painter Leopold Kupelwieser, and which, through the tradition of the piano playing mothers to their daughters, has been carried on up to the year 1943, when Richard Strauss heard about this story in the Viennese home of Mr. and Mrs. Mautner Markov. Mrs. Mautner Markov is a great-granddaughter of Kupelwieser. He now made her sit down at the piano and play this little waltz, and Richard Strauss himself wrote it down on the spot. It's therefore a piece by Schubert preserved in tradition in the family of Kupelwieser, written down in 1943 by Richard Strauss. Now the last little Schubert novelty of mine, which is a minuet in F major, Deutschverzeichnis 995, which I discovered in the same Schubert collection of Otto Tausig in Malmö, and which I perform out of the manuscript because it hasn't been published yet. Thank you. I'm playing the so-called Little Gigue in G major by Mozart, Köchel 574, which he inscribed under the title Eine kleine Gigue into the musical diary of a friend and which was published much later after his death. I'm going to close our program now with two pieces by Johannes Brahms, the Intermezzo in B flat minor, opus 117, number 2, and the Rhapsody in G minor, opus 79, number 2.